Back to our sermon this morning, our Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 55, especially these words. Isaiah writes, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I send it." So far our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Word of God was sent out to accomplish its purpose there in the garden. When everything was perfect and Adam and Eve twisted the Word of God and took the fruit, God found them in the cool of the day, and God brought His Word to bear. He cursed the serpent. He cursed Adam, and he cursed Eve. The Word of God is powerful and efficacious, and so are those curses. The ground would now bring up not good plants, but thorns and thistles everywhere, and Adam would work the ground by the sweat of his brow. Eve would have pain in childbearing, and to dust they would return. For from it they were taken, and they were sinful. The Word of God went out to condemn, to show them that they are not good soil, that they are not the pleasant planting that the Lord so desired them to be, but instead they twisted and turned God's Word around, desiring to be like God, but instead they were like the evil one. And from Adam and Eve through the generations, so God's word came, reminding sinners of their sins. As Noah built the ark, so he was a witness to the sinners who refused to repent. As Abram remained true to God, so he was a witness. And Moses and Aaron and Jeremiah and Ezekiel, the prophets, those faithful called the sinners back to repentance, that they would be the pleasant planting of God's field. But so often when God looked for good crops, he found wild weeds. So often the Israelites grumbled against God and his provision. So often they worshipped false gods. So often they rejected the true God. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall accomplish that which I purpose. God's word brought judgment on the people. Egyptians, Assyrians, Babylonians, Greeks, Romans. Conquering his people and bringing them to their knees. Lest they die eternally in hell. So shall my word be. Jesus speaks this parable in Matthew 13. It is so easy to misunderstand this parable, isn't it? It's a simple one. The foolish sower goes out to sow, and he's foolish because he throws the seed everywhere. No farmer would do that. On the path, the rocks, the weeds, a little bit gets on the good soil. It's tempting, isn't it? It is tempting to believe that we are that good soil. Jesus, you brought me the word, and I am the good soil, and I will receive it, and I will bring forth growth. I will do it, Jesus. How prideful we are. All of those I's in those sentences. I, the good soil. I will do it. I will bring forth growth. It is so easy to put ourselves at the center of every parable, and this one is no different. Lest we get this one wrong, we are reminded that God's word goes out from his mouth and it accomplishes that which he purposes it. God's word goes out in those simple Ten Commandments. Simple Ten Commandments. That we would have no other God, we would honor God with all of our heart and mind and body, and we would love Him and worship Him rightly. And we would love our neighbors as ourselves, think the best possible things of him or her, help and support them in every need, not think ill of them, not lust after them, not despise them, not want or get what they have. The Word of God goes out and accomplishes His purpose. The law condemns us. That condemned the Israelites of old and Adam and Eve. Who is the one who twists around the Word of God to believe that we can think ill of our neighbor or our brother or sister? It's okay because they were wrong to me. Who twists the Word of God to believe that we can despise our neighbor because they wronged us in this or that way, or they don't deserve this or that? Who twists the Word of God to believe it's okay to worship God and other things. Who twists the Word of God to not love preaching and His Word and put it as the most important thing in our lives. Dear sinner, who twists the Word of God? You, me. Just as Adam and Eve did, as the Israelites did, as we do. We twist God's word around to make ourselves the center of our own universe, believing that we can do nothing wrong, and every person we trample on or despise, they deserve it. There is no forgiveness in our hearts or love in our lips. No. That would be difficult. That would be good soil, wouldn't it? We should be the seed that falls on the path, in the rocks and the weeds, with no chance to grow at all in these stony, sinful hearts. That should be us. And that's what the parable is speaking. Jesus is not commending you for being so good and so holy. He's warning you, lest you are too prideful and believe you do it all yourself. It is only by the power of Jesus and His Word that there is any good soil at all. For the sower is so foolish that he would throw the Word of God at you and me, sinners like us. It should bounce off of our rocky hearts and affect us not at all, but instead by the power of His Word. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty. It shall accomplish that which I purpose. That stony, rocky, sinful heart God purposes as His. The terrible sinner, God wants him, her, in His kingdom. And so He throws His word out upon us that would impact us and grant us something incomprehensible in this world, forgiveness. For the worst offenders like you and I, Jesus' word is powerful. It forgives our sins. It grants faith where there was no faith. And it makes us, who were the worst soil, into the best soil. Not by our effort, but by the power of His word. That has happened to you, dear sinner, through baptism. As God's word came to you powerfully and forgave you all your sins, He changed you from a child of the devil and made you His own dear child. A fruitful planting, a powerful field of good soil that you will be watered with forgiveness through the Word of God as you hear Him daily. That you would not go back to a life of sin and live as if you are the path. That the faith in you would not be choked out, but that you would keep hearing God's word, that nothing, Not one thing would keep you from your Savior Jesus. Not the temptations of the flesh, not the deceitfulness of riches, not brothers or sisters who may despise you, no, nothing. That nothing would keep you from Jesus. For you are a good planting because of what Jesus has done for you. So bear fruit. Hear the word of God. His word does not return void, but accomplishes that which it purposes. Give that word to those around you. Love them and forgive them. Let them sin against you and turn the other cheek, because you are loved by Jesus. And you are a fruitful planting. How blessed we are to know exactly who we are. Sinners, forgiven, redeemed, saved, not because we have earned it or deserved it, but because God loves you. In his name, amen.